Now, let's say hi to the Rooted and Booted gang. This is a 300-acre organic livestock farm north of Whitchurch, which welcomes young adults with disabilities to the farm to develop social skills and become fabulous farm troopers. Rooted and Booted was created by David Young and his wife Fiona, inspired by the needs of their daughter Tara. I went over the farm to meet them all, David and some of the incredible people doing their bit on the land.
We run day services provision for young adults with learning disabilities, and we invite our service users to join us for a day on the farm to help us grow food for local people in whatever capacity they can. And in doing so, we help them develop their life skills in an extremely healthy, compassionate and enjoyable environment.
So you're doing this, what, 8 years, did you say?
We've done it for 8 years, yeah.
And this was born out of your daughter, wasn't it?
Born out of our daughter, who went to Durban College in Ningabowen, had a lovely time there. But when it came to an end, you know, it's the ultimatum that all parents with learning disability children face is, what are we going to do with them next?
Yeah.
And so we had a look around. There wasn't much going for her, so we decided to bring the action here.
So this is a family farm. This is Fiona, your wife's family farm. So yes. How long has it been here?
Well, the farm's been here for a very long time, but it's been in the family's sort of ownership for about 60 years.
Good grief. Mm. Right, so you've got drawn into this, have you? Do you come from a farming background?
I've drawn into it by marriage, yes.
Willingly.
we bought a few fields here, which happened to be neighbouring the farm, and built the house behind us. So that essentially tied us in. It's been a livestock farm, sheep and beef, for most of its life.
Right, and you do... you've got some vegetable boxes here that look so incredible that they look like they're not real. So you're doing good work.
We enjoy producing food for local people, and that's got to be the future of farming, isn't it?
Yes.
And we decided to start growing vegetables with Rooted and Booted, because it's an activity that they can exclusively involve themselves in, from seed all the way to delivering these boxes to local customers. We roll with the seasons,
right?
And during the winter, it's all about sort of helping feed the animals who are mostly inside, and doing conservation work around the farm. And there's never a dull moment, and no one day is the same.
How many people help out then here?
We've probably got about four people here helping out today.
Right, okay.
Fiona and myself are the core, and then we've got lovely support workers who come and support their various service users.
What difference does it make?
If you're asking me as a parent, I think it gives them a really healthy day.
Yeah.
But it's also, we're developing their life skills.
Mm. Do you see the difference in their confidence and things like that?
I think we do. I mean, look at Adele there. Adele there has been with us for 6 years, and I think she's very employable.
A 300-acre organic livestock farm north of Whitchurch welcomes young adults with disabilities to the farm on a regular basis. It's called Rooted and Booted and was created by David Young and his wife Fiona, inspired by the needs of their gorgeous daughter Tara. David introduced me to Adele because I went to the farm to meet them all. And Adele is one of the young people who visits the team and loves being there.
I was at the same college as Tara, at the Durham College. And when I first came here, I was on a sort of internship here. And when I first started here, I'm autistic, and I love being out. I love being in the outdoors. And when I was little, I would sit on a swing when we go to the playground, and my mum couldn't bring me in. So, looking at all my work I've been doing here, and my dad used to be a farmer, so I've got that, his genes as a farmer in me. And in spite of all the seasons that we have, and the snow. I always come. And my
even when it's raining?
Yeah.
Do you? You still love it?
And what I love being here is when I'm at home, I would always go my gadgets, but here I get stuck in. I get stuck in with everything that we do.
What's your favourite part about coming here?
All these lovely people. Aww. And
can I introduce this is Ethan's mum, Heather.
Hi, nice to meet you. Tell me about Ethan.
Well, Ethan's been coming here for about 5 years now, and he comes every Tuesday and Thursday. He just loves being outside, and we were from a farm in Ireland, and since moving over here, this is sort of like his replacement farm. He loves being outside and loves being with the animals, and he can see the whole thing happening, planting the vegetables, lifting the vegetables, delivering them.
One of the things that we talked about is the confidence that it gives him. Have you noticed a difference in him?
Yeah. He just loves coming here, and the alarm clock's set, and he's up like a flash.
Is he?
Up here, yeah.
Oh, bless him.
And there's just a lovely team of people here, and it's like a second family for them.
Yeah.
And he just loves being outside in all seasons. So, yeah, it's just been great, and the confidence has just grown.
Fantastic. And you're smiling, so you're obviously loving.
Yes, it's just a little haven here, you know.
And it really is, isn't it?
It's only 15 minutes from us, and we just feel very fortunate that we've been able to access the facility. It's great.
And taste the food, hopefully.
Yep, super.
Look at it. It doesn't look real, does it?
Fully organic, yeah. And just organic. The smells are just terrific. Ethan sort of planted it and then brought it home. So
that's lovely, isn't it? Yeah, I bet he's dead proud when he brings it home, isn't he?
Yes, yeah. And, you know, he just eats everything now. So it's great.
I had a lovely time, and honestly, do look at, there's a piece online with pictures of David and Fiona and Tara and Adele and Ethan, actually. But you can, so go to BBC Shropshire website, the news website, and you can see the photos of the produce. And I was like, it is so beautiful. I couldn't believe it was real. It is real. Heather Cook telling me about her amazing son, Ethan, who's been working at the farm alongside Adele. And farm life hasn't been easiest of this year, as we all know. So much hot, dry weather and some very wet spells earlier in the year. And David Young explained how they've been coping.
We're not really in control. We're a livestock farm, and it's dictated by the weather, our livelihood at the moment. And we're finding it a real struggle to cope with the extremes in the weather, be it the very wet and the very dry, but it's really difficult to make the farm work just by producing meat on a reasonably small scale. I'm afraid, you know, just making food, as Jeremy Clarkson will tell you, doesn't pay. So every farm has, I'm afraid, got to diversify in some way.
And so you are diversifying by.
We're diversifying by trying to encourage people to come onto the farm who will benefit from being here, be they young adults with learning disabilities, be they school children, or be they adults with mental well-being struggles.
And you're always looking for volunteers?
We are. We started a volunteer program now this year to help with the vegetable growing, which is very much a sort of not-for-profit social enterprise. And we want those people to volunteer to get some therapy from being here and growing the vegetables and preparing the way for the young adults with learning disabilities.
Now, on the show today, we've been hearing about an organic livestock farm north of Whitchurch, which welcomes young adults with disabilities. And I went to visit them all, those in charge, the service users, and some of those volunteering. And I met with one volunteer who's seen the benefit of working at the farm, being out in nature and supporting the amazing young people who use the service after escaping domestic abuse. This volunteer is discussing his experience as a victim of domestic abuse and has chosen to remain anonymous. His words have been voiced by a reporter.
I was living down in the south of England, and I came up here to live with a friend to escape a situation of domestic abuse, actually. And as a part of that to volunteer, and the idea was to go into natural environment to start to regain some self-esteem and to work slowly on the land and that kind of stuff. There's the beginning point for coming back from that. So I've been here around 3 months now.
And what are you enjoying about it?
There are a couple of things I really enjoy about it. There's something about being out in this land. It's beautiful. We have the view of the Welsh mountains here, and just being out sometimes by myself in that, doing a small thing that's useful, is really enjoyable.
So when you were living down south then, were you in nature then?
Yes, on the edge of the New Forest. So there's a similarity there, but yeah, it's a bit different here too, yeah.
Do you mind me asking how long you were in a abusive relationship?
7.5 years.
Wow. And so how long have you been out of that now?
It was a complicated situation because it involves a child as well. But I've been out, so I've been there, staying in that dynamic to support my daughter. So this was a big decision to come away from that and leave her in that situation in order to get the strength to go back and be the person that I was before the relationship, who can hold them to account and then be the right person for my daughter in the future. So it was a really big decision.
I know you had some counselling, therapy?
Up until recently, just to talk about it or to begin to talk about it, I'd have big physical reactions. So my body would shake, or sometimes I would faint, because part of it was the disbelief of what had happened, and part of it was the fear that the person would find out that I was speaking to somebody. So it's only in the last probably few weeks that I've been able to talk about it with a bit of calmness from a place of safety, and also have the right support. So at the beginning of that part of it, but I think from there now, I'm standing in the truth of it, will be a faster process to heal.
So being in this environment, being with nature, helps, doesn't it?
We know that. I don't like to think of it as this spoken in terms of a mental illness or mental unwellness. The way I think of it is that it's a human being's natural reaction, the body's natural reaction to a situation that it can tolerate. And that means that the solution to that is to get into a situation that is calm and peaceful and slow, in which you can rebuild your self-esteem in some small ways. And so nature really helps. If you've had somebody criticizing you when you're doing the smallest thing, just to be able to do a small thing without that criticism standing over you is the beginning of recovery. So it's a really slow process, bit by bit. And the second thing here, you've got to remember who you are, your values, being able to be yourself. My ex-partner would shout at me or criticize me or be incredibly abusive if I smiled at a child that I knew or waved at somebody that I knew or somebody that I didn't know. So I forgot who I was, a man who loves working with kids, who loved being a teacher, who loves being empathetic. And so with these kids who have some need to connect to somebody empathetic, there's something there for me to be able to rebuild from. So it's beautiful for me, and I'm really grateful for it.
Amazing that he told his story to me. So thank you very much. That's a volunteer at Rooted and Booted sharing his experience at the farm. That was a voice by one of our reporters. If you've been affected by anything you've heard, you can head to bbc.co.uk/actionline. And to find out more about the amazing work which takes place at the farm, head to rootedandbooted.org.uk.